The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. I have come to set the earth on fire. Saint Mother Teresa was on fire with love of Christ. She was so passionate about her beliefs, and her life became an articulate expression of her faith. She loved life, and so she hated abortion. She would go to any extent and do anything to protect and save life. When called on to speak at the 1994 National Prayer Breakfast at Washington, she boldly and strongly spoke against abortion and criticized the policy of government-funded abortion. At the end of her speech, the crowd gave her a standing ovation. Later, when President Clinton was questioned about his meeting with Mother Teresa, his only response was, "I cannot argue with a life that had been so well lived." The readings of today challenge us to courageously live out our religious convictions and principles and stand for truth and justice, as Jeremiah, Paul, or Jesus did, even if doing so should result in division, opposition, and persecution. The first reading presents how Jeremiah got into trouble with the king and the princes because he was on fire with the word of God. They sought to kill him, accusing him of demoralizing the soldiers, working against the interests of the people, and causing division in the city, although he was only obeying God. The second reading is an exhortation to us not to grow weary and lose heart in the face of oppositions and persecutions, but to persevere in running the race as true Christians, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, our leader and perfecter, who endured the cross. Gospel presents Jesus speaking with prophetic bluntness about how his mission of setting the earth on fire will bring about division even within one's own family and relations. Living in a mission land, when I first reached there, I could see mountains and hills on fire sometime between March and April. And I wondered and got scared. What is happening? Later, I learned that the secret of it was that it was done on purpose by some of those who were looking after cows and sheep in the hills. They did it to burn away the dry grass so that new and fresh shoots of grass will come for the cows and sheep to feed on. The earth needs a fire. Cast on it to survive or it will die. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "I have come to cast fire over the earth, and how I wish it were already blazing." What fire is it? It is the fire of love that can burn away all that is evil on the earth. He knew that his disciples needed to be on fire with the word of God to keep their hearts from freezing, to help them to persevere in running the race, neither growing weary nor losing heart. They needed that fire to become prophets who would set the earth on fire with God's love. Saint Oscar Romero said to his oppressed people in El Salvador, "Each one of you must become God's microphone. Each one of you must become a prophet. I do not believe in death without resurrection. If they kill me, I will be resurrected in the Salvadorian people." Today's readings remind us that the church needs prophets like Mother Teresa or Oscar Romero. They teach us that it will not be easy. Belief in Jesus and a commitment to him can erupt fire of arguments between believers and non-believers, even in the same family or community, resulting in the divisions of families and conflict in the society. Standing up for what is right and true, working for justice and truth, are higher aims than unity. And working for those aims will sometimes cause division. Let us remember that Jesus' sense of justice brought him into conflict with those who exploited the weak and the poor. His integrity invited confrontation with the dishonest and hypocritical leaders, and his love for the poor, the sinners, and the outcast alienated him from the narrow-minded and the self-righteous. Saint Oscar Romero said, "One must not love oneself so much as to avoid getting involved in the risks of life that history demands of us, and those that fend off danger will lose their lives." If no one is offended by the quality of our commitment to Christ, that commitment may not be authentic. If our individual and communal living of the good news casts no fire and causes no division, then perhaps we are practicing inoffensive Christianity. C.S. Lewis once said that the gospel is concerned to create new people, not just nice people. On the day of our baptism, we received the light of Christ and were instructed to keep that torch burning brightly until the return of Christ. In addition, the Holy Spirit was sent into our hearts at confirmation to help us to be set on fire. Therefore, as the saying goes, he who is on fire cannot sit on a chair. As Christians on fire, we are to become firebrands of God's love, to fulfill the wish of Jesus to see the earth blazing with the fire of love for God and for humanity, that our love for one another can burn away all that is evil in the world.
Lord, profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, both invisible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Begotten Son of God.